Overcome the Fear of Death by Russell Simmons. Introduction. The Great Crossing, Embracing the Journey Beyond. There is no need to fear the crossing from your world to this. It is the great adventure. It is the great awakening into a greater world of loveliness and beauty and freedom of thought. Dame Ellen Alice Terry, 1847 to 1928. These words hint at a reality that lies just beyond our grasp, a realm of beauty, serenity, and liberation from the constraints of the physical world. For many, however, death appears as a dark and foreboding mystery, an unknown horizon marking the end of all that we know. This sense of existential dread, shaped by a society deeply embedded in materialism and temporal pleasures, turns the prospect of death into something ominous. But what if death, far from being an end, is a profound beginning? What if it is the ultimate adventure into a vast, loving consciousness awaiting us all? An age of denial, how our culture ignores death. In our youth-driven culture, obsessed with wealth, status, and sensory gratification, we scarcely consider the inevitability of death. The physical body, a temporary vessel housing our consciousness, is seen as the pinnacle of existence, while the idea of a continued journey beyond is often dismissed. Talk of dying and what comes afterward is avoided, regarded as morbid or unsettling. It's as if our modern society, by focusing solely on the material, has blinded itself to a more expansive reality, pushing the mysteries of death into the shadows. Yet, as we journey through life, the question of what lies beyond this world cannot truly be ignored. The need for understanding becomes increasingly urgent, especially as we seek peace with our mortality. Pioneers of the unknown, those who seek to understand death. A few courageous scientists, doctors, and spiritual researchers have dared to explore the nature of death and what lies beyond. Facing skepticism and sometimes ridicule, they risk their careers to bring forward revelations that challenge the mainstream view of life's final chapter. They propose that consciousness is not confined to the physical brain, nor does it simply vanish when the body dies. These pioneers suggest that our essence, our awareness, continues, expanding into realms previously unimaginable. Yet the dominant narrative remains entrenched in materialist thought, with many in the medical and scientific communities dismissing any possibility of consciousness beyond physical existence. Leslie Flint, the forgotten voice of the afterlife. In the face of this skepticism, remarkable evidence exists that offers glimpses into the reality of life after death. One such beacon was Leslie Flint, a renowned direct voice medium whose legacy, shockingly unknown to many, opens a doorway into the realms of spirit. Flint's extraordinary ability to bring forth the voices of those who had crossed over was unparalleled. He facilitated over 1,000 recorded sessions, during which spirits shared their experiences of the afterlife in astonishing detail. Far from the detached, otherworldly echoes one might expect, these conversations had a natural, authentic quality that left no doubt of their sincerity. Despite this, Flint's contributions remain underappreciated, his name unrecognized by most, a tragic oversight given the significance of his work. The Art of Spirit Communication, The Mystery of the Ectoplasmic Voice Box. The process by which Flint's spirit contacts could produce audible voices was as remarkable as it was delicate. These voices did not emerge from some mystical void. They were crafted through an intricate process involving ectoplasm, a rare biological substance that spirits could manipulate to create sound. But creating and using this ectoplasmic voice box required ideal conditions. Only in total darkness, free from disturbances, could the ectoplasm be sustained without dissolving. It was as if this substance, sensitive to the slightest disturbance, formed a bridge between worlds, a bridge that required harmony, trust, and love from the living to manifest. A delicate fabric of life and thought. Just as the brain is housed within a protective shell, ectoplasm too exists in a fragile state, needing the right atmosphere to function. Ectoplasm, derived from living tissue, is hypersensitive to thought and environmental shifts, much like the human brain itself, one of nature's most complex and vulnerable creations. And like the brain, ectoplasm seems designed to facilitate the profound connection between thought and existence, enabling spirits to communicate with those of us still anchored to the physical world. The rarity and delicacy of this phenomenon underscore its significance. These recorded voices provide a glimpse into an afterlife that is as natural and dynamic as the world we know, yet free from the limitations of physical decay, reclaiming the mystery and majesty of death. What Leslie Flint's work reveals is a tantalizing truth. Death is not the end, but rather a transformation into a dimension of endless growth and beauty. Through mediums like Flint, we begin to see that life's journey does not terminate with the physical, but unfolds into realms of spirit, where love and wisdom are the currency of existence. If we are open to these possibilities, the fear of death gives way to awe, and the idea of the afterlife becomes not something to be feared, but embraced. In exploring Flint's work and the voices that came through him, we gain insights that can reshape our understanding of existence and inspire us to live with greater purpose, compassion, and courage. A call to embrace the journey. As we explore the stories of those who have touched the other side, let us also reflect on our own lives. The insights shared through spiritual communication encourage us to look beyond the material and live with a deep reverence for the unseen. Death, as Dame Ellen Terry described, may indeed be a great adventure, one that beckons us not to despair, but to awaken to a fuller understanding of life's purpose. Through this journey of discovery, we may find that what awaits us is not an end, but an endless frontier of love, beauty, and boundless freedom. A rare and mysterious legacy captured on tape. It is a rare and profound gift that nearly all of Leslie Flint's paranormal voice seances were captured on tape, preserving moments when the veil between worlds seemed to thin. These recordings, spanning from the early 1950s to 1988, vary in quality and length, with some lasting as long as an hour. But within each recording lies the remarkable essence of Flint's unique mediumship, one of the few instances where souls beyond the physical realm could communicate in their own words. The voices captured reveal an extraordinary array of personalities, thoughts, and emotions, each demonstrating the persistence of individuality and consciousness beyond death. Ectoplasm, the enigmatic substance of spirit communication. The process through which Leslie Flint facilitated these conversations was no simple feat. Ectoplasm, a mysterious, almost weightless substance, was drawn from Flint's body and shaped by unseen chemists on the other side. This ectoplasmic apparatus was not designed for full materializations that other mediums might attempt, but rather as a vocal instrument, a delicate structure that could receive and transmit thoughts from the spirit world. This more refined method of communication conserved energy while amplifying the clarity and depth of the messages, enabling contact with spirits at higher levels of existence, where the voices emanated with lucidity and sometimes startling insight. A universe beyond ours, the layers of consciousness. The worlds beyond this one are not singular or homogeneous, but are, instead, layered realms of consciousness. Each realm is populated by souls who reflect its vibrational qualities, and many voices reaching out through Flint were beings from these higher strata. Skeptics might have found the similarity in some voices suspicious, but this was an unavoidable result of the singular ectoplasmic voice box through which all spirit communications flowed. Despite this, the personalities and unique expressions of each visitor were so distinct and heartfelt that it became evident these were individuals, not mere echoes. Skepticism and the irrefutable presence of authenticity. Detractors might question Flint's legitimacy, but the recordings contain irrefutable signs of authenticity. The natural flow of conversations, the personalities emerging from each voice, and the candid, often humorous exchanges give life to the recordings in a way no actor or fraud could replicate. Unlike the medium himself, who could occasionally be heard coughing or sniffling, the spirit voices rarely paused, never coughed, and did not show the usual frailties of physical breath. At times, they even inquired about Flint's health, expressing genuine concern, a sincere touch that brought even more depth to these interactions. Unmistakable evidence and personal encounters. Time and again, Flint's sessions yielded evidence of a deeply personal nature. Visitors to his seances often encountered long-lost loved ones or even recently departed family members, who addressed them with intimate knowledge of their shared history. These deeply personal revelations left little room for doubt among attendees. If there were any trickery at play, it would have been uncovered quickly. The remarkable consistency of these experiences stands as a testament to the authenticity of the encounters, touching lives in ways only a genuine reunion could. Telepathic threads and shifting identities. The communication within these seances was not limited to spoken word alone. Many instances revealed a kind of telepathic resonance between the souls and their loved ones present. At times, the voices themselves demonstrated odd fluctuations, such as shifts in pitch, accent, or even personality mid-sentence, lending a surreal but unmistakable authenticity to the process. In some cases, spirits would start with a whisper or seem to struggle with the voice box, only to surge into clarity moments later, puzzled at times as to whether their words were truly reaching the listeners. The challenge and the wonder of spirit communication. Flint's spirit contacts often describe the difficulty of focusing their thoughts into the ectoplasmic voice box, likening the effort to an intense, almost physical concentration. They spoke of pouring energy into the greenish mask, conjuring their voices with immense effort and focus. This struggle, paradoxically, became one of the most convincing aspects of the seances, as spirits expressed their occasional frustrations, lending a sense of authenticity that no earthly actor could replicate. Through these interactions, the spirits conveyed both their personalities and the challenges of communication from a world vastly different from our own. Your own journey to discover life beyond death. To truly believe in the reality of life after death is to embark on a journey of personal exploration. This book invites you not to take my word for it, but to examine the evidence yourself. Shed any dogmatic or preconceived notions, whether atheist, materialist, or religious, and open your mind to the overwhelming body of accounts, studies, and testimonies pointing to a life beyond this one. As you read through these remarkable stories and insights, you may find yourself moving closer to the profound realization that death is not an end, but a transition to a realm of greater beauty, freedom, and understanding. The freedom of knowing, shedding the fear of death. When we accept the reality of life beyond physical existence, we release ourselves from the burden of fear that accompanies the prospect of death. We begin to see death as a step into a fuller, richer dimension of life, where love, growth, and individuality continue. Leslie Flint's recordings stand as a bridge, offering us a rare glimpse into the lives and voices of those who have already crossed over. In the pages ahead, we will explore what they have to say, not only about death, but about life itself. And perhaps in doing so, we may come to recognize that there is indeed no reason to fear the crossing from this world to the next.